Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to have kind of a COVID update. It's been a while since we had Brady or anybody from the health department come in to talk about it. And, you know, if you haven't noticed, there is kind of an uptick going around. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about testing, clinics. You know, you've got questions about third and booster shots, and they're kind of sound the same, and they are, but they're different. Let's put it that way. But we're going to talk about that. And then right around the corner, the 5 to 11-year-olds, they're coming up. We're going to talk about all of that stuff with Brady Bradford from the health department. Brady, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Dave.
So let's get going and start first talking about COVID in the area. Give us some numbers on what's going on out there.
So we are still in the high transmission phase. We're having a lot of cases still come in each day. That being said, we're starting to see some signs that we've tipped over the edge of our current peak and maybe on the downhill, which is encouraging. But one of the things that we've noticed is when we hit our peaks and start on this downhill slide, it takes a long time. It's a real gradual process. And of course, I think people have heard that hospitalizations lag anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks behind the peak. Unfortunately, we're likely to see kind of high hospital rates for at least probably another month.
And so that's, yeah, like you said, it takes a little bit for the hospitals to kind of catch up with that. And how are we sitting right now as far as the hospital here in our area?
It's pretty rough. I mean, they have done a fabulous job. I know that between Carbon and Emory counties, we have about 10 hospitalized right now. They might not all be at Castleview. That's important to remember. They might have been transferred to other places. But just speaking with Greg Cook from Castleview and others, I know that they're tired. They've been going full bore for as long as anybody else, a year and a half. And there are aspects of their job that are being made difficult by the amount of care that they're having to constantly give. So it's not a hopeless situation, but it is certainly they're in a very tough spot, and they've been there for a long time.
All right, so let's start. We talk about that. Then let's start right at the beginning with testing. You guys, do you guys have walk-in clinics still? What's going on with testing right now?
So at the health department, you can pretty much get tested all day through the work week. We ask people to call just to make an appointment. So we're not doing walk-ins in that sense. I know Carbon Medical Service, they've set up mobile testing as well, and they're generally there on Main Street. We've had a difficulty getting testing on weekends, and so we're excited that for the foreseeable future, Test Utah will be in the parking lot of Castleview Hospital on Saturdays from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So there is still an abundance of testing available, and that will help out our folks that need it on weekends.
Okay, and then along with the testing, maybe we're putting the cart before the horse a little bit, but let's talk about just going in if you haven't even been vaccinated, if you haven't even got that first dose. You have somebody there at the clinic that can do that any time of day?
Yeah, we have pretty much been focused on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons to give our nurses a really good designated time. But we've recently increased that to walk-ins Monday through Thursday all day long. And probably we hope to add Friday mornings as well, but just increase that availability.
And that's a walk-in. You don't need to call and get an appointment. Just come in and let's get it taken care of.
Yeah, we again, if you're sick, wait till you're better to come get that vaccine, but otherwise just anybody's welcome to come on in, and that includes for flu shots as well.
Okay, yeah, because that's coming up right around the corner also, so not too far off from a flu shot. So let's talk right now in the news. The big thing is that third shot or a booster shot. You're saying that they make it sound like it's two different things, but it's kind of the same. Is, you know, can we kind of differentiate between them?
Yeah. So the formula and the amount, you know, the dosage is going to be exactly the same. But the difference is they've determined that if you are highly immunocompromised, that it's best to get a series of three shots. And so if you fit in that category and probably go to our website, seuhealth.com, we've got a good little flyer explaining who fits into what category. But if you fit into that category, we recommend you get a third shot, and that's for Moderna or Pfizer. For other individuals that have had Pfizer, a booster shot has been approved. That comes 6 months after your second dose. Again, it's not for everyone. It's 65 and older, high-risk occupations, and some additional immunocompromised status are added into that group. And they're saying that those people could probably use a little bump in their antibodies with that third dose.
Okay, but you're saying that booster, the third shot booster, is really just for Pfizer people.
Correct.
The booster shot.
The booster shot
the
is
third
just
shot,
for those that have had Pfizer.
Right. The third shot is mostly for immunocompromised people and those folks that, feel that they fall into that that area. And if you've got the Pfizer or the Moderna, you can go get that.
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to differentiate that on that one. And then the other thing that we're hearing, too, is the young ones, about 5 to 11 years of age. How far out are we from that one, and when will that be able to start?
I anticipate we're about a month away from that. I'd say certainly no later than the end of November. Throughout the past year, as we've heard these dates, generally it's been available a couple weeks before that drop dead date. So we're hoping that first week in November that will be available to those that choose to vaccinate their 5 to 11 year olds.
All right. We're once again speaking with Brady Bradford of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. A little COVID update. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, I know you guys have great information on your website. Where can they find all that?
So seuhealth.com. We do have a lot of easy to access information. That's being updated regularly. We really try to keep that real time, not only with the data, but with information. And we're still available to call any of our offices in Price, Castledale, Moab, just to talk. If you just want to talk to somebody, ask them questions.
And you can find all the numbers there. What's the number for the Price office here in case somebody's curious?
637-3671.
All right. You can give them a call down there. They can answer all your questions about clinics, about shots, where you can get it, where you can get tested, all of that. Brady, thank you so much for coming in this morning. This is great information that we need to get out there to the public and kind of let them have it and do with what they want with it. Because, it seems like it's not going away. It seemed like it was there for a minute, and here it comes right back. And hopefully we can get on top of this and get through it.
Absolutely. I think as a community, we will get through it. And I appreciate the chance to share a little bit of what's going on and maybe a little bit of hope as we move forward.
All right. Brady Bradford, once again, with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.